Rivers in the mornings, the No Repeat Workday, and Seattle's greatest hits. This is 95.7 KJR FM and HD1 Seattle, an iHeartRadio station.
What do Kurt Cobain and Batman have in common? All right, let's see. No cape. No mask. Totally different hairstyle. Although I understand Batman washed something with soap, but not. All right, Joe, what is it?
They are both comic book characters now. No, Kirk, Batman's been a comic book character for a while, but the Kurt Cobain comic is about to be published. You can already order it. A way to introduce your kids to the greatness that was Kurt Cobain.
Really?
Yes, really.
What goes on in the comic strip?
It's not a comic strip. It's a comic book.
Okay.
And I've got the news story right here.
You can pre-order your copy of Tribute Kurt Cobain for $3.99 at Comic Flea Market. And digital copies will be available on iTunes, Kindle. Do people buy digital comic books? The kids get like can't wait to get the new digital comic. I can't.
Yeah, that seems weird.
It is. I can't even read a book on the iPad and enjoy it as much. The comic is the latest in a slew of tributes to Nirvana and Cobain. I guess so. I mean, I can't imagine anybody would buy this.
If you want an in-depth look at Kurt Cobain's life, you buy Charles R. Cross's book. If you want a quick read, buy the comic.
Is it an autobiography comic?
I haven't seen it yet. No. It's on pre-order now. They do give a little description. It's appropriate.
They do say, actually, they describe it as a biography comic book.
Yeah.
So what happens at the end?
Something.
Pow!
Something good.
So that's in common with
Blam!
Batman, too. Jeez.
Cobain for Dummies?
Sounds pretty tasteless. It's in Rolling Stone, and there have been other tasteless things done. A Dutch beer did an ad with a deceased rocker.
I saw the ad, and it was nothing but funny, I will say.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
It might be in poor taste, but they have...
Is it like a Beetlejuice thing where Cobain wakes up and starts talking to you after he...
It's John Lennon... Elvis Presley, Kurt Cobain,
Tupac,
Marilyn Monroe, and they're all hanging out on this island like a resort island. They're sunning themselves, sitting in lounge chairs, drinking beer or whatever, and all of a sudden a ship comes off in the distance, and this little guy, kind of like the guy from Fantasy Island, hollers out to him, you know, here comes a ship. So they all start hiding and camouflaging their island.
Huh.
And then the guy in the ship looks through his binoculars and he thinks he sees Elvis. And he tells his...
I think I see Elvis.
Yeah, he tells his captain in Dutch. And the captain's like, you're crazy. You know, so it's a beer commercial where all the dead rock stars that we suspect might actually still be alive.
No one suspects Kurt Cobain is still alive.
That's true.
Or Marilyn.
Well, or John Lennon.
Or Tupac.
Well, okay.
Elvis is the only one.
But the funny take is that they're none of them are really dead. They're all living the life on this fantasy remote island.
And it's kind of funny. I didn't think it was in bad taste.
Yeah. Kiss, Peter Gabriel, Hall & Oates, Cat Stevens, and Linda Ronstadt inducted with Nirvana into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame April 10th in Brooklyn. 7:09. Let's check news this morning. Jody has all of the stories. And then we have a controversy about Stephen Colbert. He was making fun of a controversy, and the analogy he used has some people calling for his show to be removed from the air. First, here is Jody.
Okay, so let's start with our closest to home landslide news. Here's Q13 with the latest about the Oso tragedy.
As far as I'm concerned, we're still in a rescue mode. I haven't lost hope yet. And there's a lot of people up there that haven't lost hope yet.
It was a grueling day 6 of the search and recovery effort in the slide zone. Several hundred volunteers are on the ground again today in the debris field, looking for any sign of life. Today, once again, there was none. And yet somehow, through their grief, they continue this very important work.
Many of those people, they've been at this incident since minute one, since the very beginning.
A lot of these volunteers are local people. Their friends and loved ones are missing. So their search takes on a much deeper meaning and allows them to stay focused in the midst of their pain.
there was a family member, several family members that found one of their family, and they said, we're going to grieve for 2 days, and we're going to come out here, and we're going to find other people's family members.
Also today, more heavy equipment arrived at the scene, more manpower too, including a state Type 2 incident management team that will take control of the east side of the slide. Meantime tonight, the number of missing remains at 90 for the third straight day. There have been a lot of questions as to why officials won't release those names to the public.
I need to understand legally if we can do that or not. I think that that's a question we should ask, and if we are able to release that, then my call as the director would be that we begin the process of looking at the sensitivities, but maybe doing that and helping to solve the puzzles of where some of these individuals may be.
If you want to help, RedCross.org is still taking donations. And if you insist on going to the scene, I'm going to post a list of things that they actually could use on the scene, because the guys who are involved and the women who are involved in the rescue effort are exhausted and in desperate need of things like chainsaws, rubber boots, work boots, stocking caps, new socks. So we're going to post a list of things that they could really use at BobRivers.com, and you could check that out later. Before I stop talking about this for this morning, I want to note that we are going to expect the number of deceased to be rising drastically today at the morning briefing. Not to say that there's no hope, but a lot of people who are looking for the 90 still missing are going to start assuming that those people have been given to the ground and that they may never be recovered, and certainly are not alive and sitting waiting warm somewhere without a phone.
Have they talked about at what point, and maybe it's very hard to deal with, but at what point they've done all they can? Because obviously moving every bit of dirt, it seems like that would be humanly impossible.
It seems humanly impossible, but you don't want to tell people whose family members are on that hill that it's humanly impossible.
Right, you have to keep going as long as there's a shred of hope. And finding is closure, even when it's a sad outcome.
Yeah. Plus, you know, a lot of people who have lost everything. There's the woman who lost her daughter and her mother because her mother was watching her daughter while she was gone. These people are not sitting somewhere and grieving. These people are out.
They're out
and
working.
Helping.
Yeah,
because that's what's going to help them brave through this. Everybody banding together and making it work. Q13, another clip shows us in Darrington how people are chipping in to support each other.
It's amazing to see the community come together. A small town America, this is what should happen.
Michael Brown lives in Marysville, but you can see his heart is with the people of Oso right now.
We got these made in support of the community to show, you know, that we do care and that we're trying to help.
Brown isn't the only one who came from Marysville to help. Catherine Castle and her family brought a truckload of food and supplies that they gathered at their local grocery store.
There's boots in here. People were donating clothes and blankets, and it was overwhelming as it came in.
She says the idea to help actually came from her kids.
My kids wanted to donate their toys.
Yeah, we gave them the toys.
Many businesses are also finding ways to support slide victims. Chris Voigt had scheduled a concert at her brewery in Birdsview this weekend.
Tuesday, we were all sitting around talking about what can we do, and can we maybe talk to the band and make this a benefit? And the band called us and said, hey, can we make this a benefit?
It seems everyone wants to help, even the people of Oso and Darrington themselves. Margie Lawrence is commuting to Seattle for her job. The drive has gotten much longer since the slide shut down 5:30.
Between the expense and the time frame, it's quite a burden right now, quite a burden.
So she's offered to drive a carpool for any neighbors who might need a ride.
I feel like I want to support as much as I can, too, and do what I can. Darrington is a great community. I'm glad I'm here.
So, again, lots of ways to help. Red Cross, United Way, Salvation Army, the Coastal Community Bank is taking donations. Animal Rescue Foundation is taking donations so that a lot of the animals can get some food delivered. And we'll post all of these at BobRivers.com. On to other news. Walmart is having a problem with their friends at Visa, a problem to the tune of $5 billion. Walmart suing Visa for over $5 billion claims that the credit card company was violating antitrust regulations and gouging them with high swipe fees. You know what a swipe fee is, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Every time you use a credit card or a debit card, the stores pay.
It varies, and it's negotiated. It can be as high as 2.5-3%. It can be as low as 1-point-something percent. What does Walmart say?
Well, Walmart says that the fees set by Visa caused them to lose business and made over $350 billion for card issuers.
Well, how would it cause Walmart to lose business? Because when I swipe a card, Walmart pays, not me. I'm not going to stop going to Walmart because they have to pay a higher fee.
Well, smaller retails apparently reached a settlement back in 2012. But larger corporations like Walmart, your Targets, your big, you know, your big stores like that are pursuing their own lawsuits.
So this was something
lawsuits.
They were doing to everybody.
Yeah.
They were jacking it up.
But $5 billion is the amount.
Can you use Visa at Walmart?
Yes.
The reason I ask.
Why would you think you couldn't?
Well, the reason I ask is my mom is a big fan of Sam's Club, which is the Costco version of Walmart. You know, it's their buyer's club, but it's owned
it's,
by.
It's like Costco, yeah.
Yeah, but it's a Walmart property. It's owned by the same people.
Sure.
And I went in there to buy her gift certificate for her birthday and pulled out my Visa. She said, we don't take Visa.
Well, you can't take it at Costco either.
But they would take MasterCard.
At Costco? They take your American Express because they have a deal with American
Express. At Sam's Club, they will take your MasterCard.
Because they have a deal with MasterCard.
But they won't take your Visa.
That's why nobody can take Discover Card anywhere.
That's right.
Remember when people had Discover Cards? And then people stopped getting Discover Cards because everywhere you wanted to use it, they weren't taking it.
That's why this lawsuit kind of baffles me, because credit card, they must have done something that wasn't in their agreement for them to be sued. Because credit card companies, you have an agreement with them and a contract with, presumably, if you're Walmart, you could pay somebody to read, and then the fee is what it is. And I assume you have accountants that audit that fee. And, I find it hard to imagine they would be gouged for a long period of time without someone at Walmart catching it.
Right.
But, I mean, it's a simple transaction, Joe. Everyone who makes a deal with a credit card company, even if it's you.
Oh, I know.
Knows the deal, if you bother to read it.
They get a chunk. I feel an immense amount of guilt this week. I've made 3 credit card purchases that I apologize to the retailer for making them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Can we speak about them, or are they private?
No, they're pretty public. I buy a newspaper every morning at 7-Eleven from the same guy.
Okay.
Well, this week I had a $100 bill that I just could not find anybody to break. That's one thing about being on a diet. You never go out to eat. You never go anywhere to spend any money. You're eating at home all the
time. Joe's got rich people problems.
Yeah. So I'm...
You got thin people problems.
I can't break this $100.
You got thin
anywhere.
White people problems. I don't want to hear about your thin white people problems.
I have so much money.
I'm going into 7-Eleven and I'm saying, you know...
You had $100? Wait a minute. You're blaming the credit card? Who are you blaming for this? You had a $100 bill you couldn't break.
And so,
you ever hear of a bank?
Yes.
You hear one at 4 in the morning?
But I'm just telling you, I feel guilty for costing this company money because I've bought a newspaper 3 times this week with my Visa card.
Okay.
A $1 charge.
Oh, you cost 7-Eleven money.
I'm guessing I must.
No, 7-Eleven cost 7-Eleven money. They couldn't break $100. How stupid is that?
Well, at 3 in the morning, it's pretty smart.
Yeah, but they're stitch them up.
I pay the ass no cash.
All right, I got that.
Yeah, even though I know the guy, you know, I'm an everyday guy.
Yeah, he sees you coming, he could probably take out those 20s.
You don't keep that laying around, but I just kind of feel a little bit of
guilt. I hate that, too. I actually feel for, and sometimes if I'm buying something, because I know it'd be hard to get Lisa to agree to it, I say, is it okay if I put it on a credit card, because then I can tell her next week, or, you know, she likes... that we get frequent flyer miles, which is essentially the card company giving me an incentive to help them make money from the business they're charging.
Right.
And, you know, if a business is nice enough to say, yes, you can put it on the card, it means they're taking a couple percent less than they would have gotten if I'd paid them with cash. But you know what? In today's world, nobody pays cash. Virtually nobody pays cash anymore, for especially big ticket items. Why would you? People don't walk around with piles of cash in their pocket.
I got to confess, there's a place I pay cash now, and I'm sure it's...
Your confessions are always so much fun. What's this confession
about? I'm sure it's safe. I'm sure it's fun.
And do you feel guilty about this?
I take my fat $100 bills down to Target, and I pay with those. I do not give them
cash.
My credit card, because I'm sure they're the safest people in the world to give your credit card to now, but I just still remember around the holidays when... ever so many gobs of millions of people's credit cards were compromised. So
you're scared.
I shop at Target.
And yet you drive over the viaduct every day.
Yeah.
Viaduct hasn't let them down, no pun intended.
So far.
Target can't be trusted.
Neither has Target, but I want to keep it that way.
Yes, Pedro.
I don't pay with credit card because I don't control how much I spend. I always carry cash with me. That's the
cash is a great way to ration things.
Yeah.
I carry a lot of cash.
Yeah.
And she's armed. Let's just put that out there for
7:20. All right. Colbert has a controversy. You know, to me, he's basically doing the Archie Bunker routine. He's poking fun at, what's the right word for it? Besides racism, I get tired of that word. But he's poking fun at bigotry by coming up with an even more preposterous example of it. So here's Stephen Colbert. He made a joke which has ignited a firestorm over Twitter. Pedro has the audio.
Snyder sent a letter to Redskins fans laying out a plan to start the Washington Redskins Original Americans Foundation.
That's right, the Washington Redskins Original Americans Foundation. Because Redskins is not offensive if you only use it once in your name. Folks, this move by Dan Snyder inspires me. Because my show has frequently come under attack for having a so-called offensive mascot. My beloved character, Ching Chong Ding Dong.
Ooh, I love tea!
Ching Chong is part of the unique heritage of the Colbert Nation that cannot change. But I am willing to show the Asian community that I care by introducing the Ching Chong Ding Dong Foundation for Sensitivity to Orientals or whatever. It is a wonderful charity. Thank you. I will applaud my sensitivity as well. It's a wonderful charity that's already provided 3,000 of those triangle hats to Asian Americans in need. I assume there's a need because I never see him wearing those things anymore. And I owe all this sensitivity to Redskins owner Dan Snyder. So Asians, send your thank you letters to him, not me.
Not me. All right. So a lot of people read this, but didn't see that it was the comedy and that it was a joke.
Well, that was on the show. And then the show Twitter account tweeted out the joke.
Yeah. Are people seriously calling for his resignation?
There is a hashtag cancel Colbert.
Which Colbert is probably the first poster of.
No. Actually, I think that.
Here's him. Stephen Colbert. Stephen at home. Hashtag cancel Colbert. I agree. Just saw the Colbert Report tweet. I share your rage. Stephen Colbert.
That's a joke, yeah. But the cancel Colbert hashtag is from people who were legitimately upset because they don't get the joke, which, of course, we all understand is clearly being a joke and a hilarious one, but being shot at Dan Snyder. Asians don't want to be involved in the joke, or some Asians. I'm sure some Asians think it's hilarious.
I think a lot of them think it's hilarious, but yeah.
So that's an apology funny. Was published on the Twitter account saying it was run by Comedy Central, not Colbert. It said, for the record, Colbert Report is not controlled by Stephen Colbert or his show. His is Stephen at home. Sorry for the confusion. Yeah. Hashtag cancel Colbert.
Don't get upset with Stephen Colbert. That would be like the Jeffersons getting upset with Archie Bunker.
They are part of the joke. I mean, they're meat and potatoes of that joke. I love this guy. I love the way
Colbert.
Absolutely. He skewers people brilliantly.
But if he had taken that and said a few explicit things about a black race or something, if he'd pulled out
you should see all the explicit things he says.
Does he do that?
Yeah.
If he'd pulled out like one of those lawn guys or something,
he's pretty equal opportunity, and so is Jon Stewart. Yeah.
Okay. Because I could see. If you didn't know what Stephen Colbert was talking about and you were Asian and you heard that, you might be a little offended.
Yeah. Obama and the Pope are good buddies. President Obama proclaimed himself a great admirer as he met Pope Francis. What else did they do? They went out for drinks. Did they go to a club? What'd they do? That story coming up. Also, in the next hour, we're going to have David Alan Greer here. He's at the Parlor tonight and tomorrow, 7:30 and 10 o'clock, brought to you by the Carter Subaru Live Theater. And scientists say that women do this almost twice as often as men. In fact, they've most likely already done it several times this morning. Run their fingers through their own hair.
Shaved our chest is what I was going to go with.
No.
No one know.
No one know. Do women do twice as often as men? Criticize.
No.
Ow. I'm in trouble. What else could it be?
Not quite twice, but a lot more.
Go You're listening to the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Hey, happy Friday. I'm meteorologist MJ McDermott from the Q13 Fox Weather Center. Well, rain today through the weekend with highs in the mid-50s. Chance of thunderstorms this afternoon and tomorrow. And tomorrow's going to be kind of breezy, too. So try to have a good weekend.
This report is brought to you by the new home collection store at JCPenney. Thursday through Sunday, get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with your coupon on select home merchandise. When it fits, you feel it. This weekend at JCPenney. In-store only. Some exclusions apply. Check newspaper or jcp.com for coupon and details.
So I'm back at the gym doing my workouts, but you know, working out is just one part of getting back in shape. You have to feed your body. Do you know it's kind of a virtual loser in life to do a full workout and not get any protein in your system after it? I mean, it's almost like there's no point. My friends at Super Supplements can help me and help you get the most out of your workout. Go to supersup.com, find the location nearest you, and then go in, get some pre-workout food, some post-workout protein, some shakes, some testosterone boosters if that's what you need. They have everything you need at Super Supplements.
This weekend, come to VegFest, the largest vegetarian food festival in the country. Just $8 gets you in the door to taste from over 500 different kinds of delicious free food samples, and kids get in free. VegFest is the best deal in town. Hear the latest on health and nutrition from medical doctors. See cooking demos by leading chefs. Don't miss VegFest this Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Seattle Center Exhibition Hall on Mercer Street. For more information, visit VEGFEST2014.com.
Goodwill is a one-of-a-kind nonprofit, and that allows us to make a difference. How so, you ask? Well, we promote donations that repurpose clothing, housewares, books, shoes, and other useful items, and that keeps millions of pounds of stuff out of landfills. That makes a rather large difference. Last year, we helped over 8,500 people with our free job training and education programs, 67% of whom were below the federal poverty line, 10% were homeless, and nearly 30% of the people we helped did not have a high school diploma or an equivalent education. That definitely made a difference. So when you shop at and donate to Goodwill, you're making a big difference too, because that helps us make a difference, not a profit. There's nothing like Goodwill, and that makes us unique. You thought I was going to say different, didn't you? Goodwill. Because jobs change lives.
You'll find a new Capitol Hill Goodwill store this May in the former Half Price Books location on Belmont, between Olive and Denny.
Wow, so I just tried Tillamook's new farm-style Greek yogurt. It's creamy, it's delicious, and it's less tart. You can taste the farm-style goodness. I've finally found a great-tasting Greek yogurt. Find your yum at Tillamook.com.
The Xfinity X1 platform. What is it? You've probably heard me talk a little bit about it. Lisa and I got the X1 platform maybe a month or two ago. Whoa, it changes the whole experience. It makes the TV so easy to operate. It's so easy to browse through on-demand titles, movies, shows that you watch regularly, that it's an entirely different experience. And Xfinity from Comcast gives you the X1 platform right now. You have to call, ask them for it. Integrated search results across live TV, Xfinity On Demand, and your DVR. And like I said, it operates like a simple little browser. It's so easy. You'll find the shows you want instantly. You'll discover new favorites. You'll have recommendations based on what you're watching. See what's on live TV, Xfinity On Demand, and your DVR with a simple click of a button. Call 1-800-XFINITY today to learn more about the X1 platform.
Welcome to the AT&T store. Can I help you?
Yes, we're looking for a new mobile plan for our real estate office.
How many are you?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of us.
How about our new mobile share value plans?
What's that?
Well, they're the best value plans we've ever had for small business. 5 smartphone lines would be $175 a month.
Nice, but our business is growing fast.
That's great. You can add a new line for $15 a month.
And your take?
Our clients need a lot of attention.
There's unlimited talk and text on smartphones.
We're working deals all day.
Great. You've got 10 gigabytes of data to share.
This is sounding good.
Low dues, great terms.
It's a no-brainer. Let's close.
The new mobile share value plans from AT&T. Our best value plans ever for new and current business customers. Call, click, or come into a store today. AT&T. Rethink possible.
Pricing for 10 gigabytes plan with no annual contract, max 10 devices. Other charges and restrictions apply. Visit a store, call 866-792-3287 or visit att.com/bizmobileshare for details.
Matthew, age 78, has discovered the fountain of youth at Universal Men's Clinic.
I noticed I was slowing down a little bit. Universal Men's Clinic, they're going to check your testosterone. And most of us are off the charts on a low scale. And once they bring you back up, you're going to feel so much better in every way. I became an immediate believer. Universal Men's Clinic has changed me from a person who was really tired to someone now ready for action with more of a sense of well-being than I have had in years. The treatment here could not be more professional. Universal Men's Clinic has really changed my life 100%.
I'm Dr. Arkaki of Universal Men's Clinic. If you are always feeling tired or moody, have a difficult time sleeping, or have little or no interest in sex, you may be suffering from low testosterone. One simple doctor's exam could change your life.
Discover your fountain of youth. Call Universal Men's Clinic at 206-816-3391. 206-816-3391. 206-816-3391. Or visit us at universalmensclinic.com.
Recently, a customer came into West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins with a stainless steel watch. What he didn't realize was it was worth $7,300. Want to know what your watch is worth? Find out for free at West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins.
If you want to fish the largest run of native steelhead in the world, get up to Glacier Bear Lodge in Yakutat, Alaska. The Sitka River is packed with fish, and two daily flights on Alaska Airlines will get you there quick. I booked my trip, and you can too, by calling 1-866-GB-LODGE. Tell them Downtown Joe is hooking you up and save 15% on your booking. Check out GlacierBearLodge.com, then call 1-866-GB-LODGE to save 15% on the fishing trip of a lifetime.
This report is brought to you by Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, we're definitely seeing heavy volumes right now. I-5 southbound coming out of the Linwood area, headed towards Shoreline. Everett to Seattle taking you 50 minutes. It looks like your Federal Way to Seattle drive time about 42 minutes with heavy traffic approaching 516 and headed through the South Center Hill. Northbound 405 through the S-curves up into the Kennedale Hill. Definitely seeing some slow traffic there. Cars really kicking up some water. We're seeing heavy rainfall all over the place.
If you've got seasonal allergies, swing by Walgreens for help with feeling better. They're just around the corner with all the allergy solutions you need. Because when you feel bad, every second counts. Walgreens, at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
It's the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
These eyes cry every night. These arms long to hold you again. The hurting's on me, yeah.
Well, it's not what I thought by any means. Most people guess that women look in the mirror twice as often as men. That number is 50 times as often, not twice.
And?
I don't know what it is. It's blinking. Women blink twice as much as men. On average, women blink 19 times per minute. Men only blink 11, which, when you deduct the fee for Visa and MasterCard, is twice as much.
Mm-hmm. That's what it comes out to.
Yeah.
Is that mascara? Is it weight?
It's estrogen, or so they say. The estrogen in the body is supposedly, this is the scientific explanation I've found, is it produces lubricant for the body, having that estrogen in there. Women on birth control blink more than women that aren't on birth control.
Really?
That's what they say.
Yes. You're blowing my mind, man.
Yeah. Now, I have not put this to the test.
How would you put it to the test?
Well, you get a woman that's not on birth control, a woman that is on birth control, and a
you
man.
You sit her down and you don't tell her what you're studying her
then
for.
You just sit there and watch them blink for a minute.
No, because then it would get competitive. Like, I can do a good blinking contest.
Yeah. You'd have to maybe not let them know.
Like I said, don't tell the women what you're measuring.
Well, what you do is you bring in people in and say, we're doing a survey on travel to see what you think about, you know, where you like to go for travel.
But before we do the survey, we need you to sit there perfectly still while a camera routinely monitors something.
No, you sit there and discuss travel with them, you have somebody monitoring each eye.
Oh, I see. Yeah. That's how they do those surveys, right?
Yeah, a control group.
It's called a diversionary tactic.
Yeah.
Gentleman gets a Tic Tac, this woman gets a birth control pill, that woman gets a placebo.
It might be a little hard to say, oh, and by the way, we need women on birth control to talk about travel with or not. I mean, to qualify them might be tough.
Well, it's part of the screening process is you have them fill out a lengthy questionnaire.
Right.
Yeah. It's a vacation resort at a hedonistic type island where there'll be lots, lots of fortification.
We'll let someone else figure out the study, but I think it's a great idea. Riddle me this. What are the two most dangerous animals in Africa to humans?
I know this.
Kill more humans than any other animals.
Yep. Hippopotamus.
That's one of them.
And probably some sort of snake.
No. Joe, you know the answer.
I know the answer, and it's by far the most deadly animal in Africa.
It's the most deadly animal on Earth, isn't
it? Oh, friggin' mosquito.
The mosquito.
No snakes.
The mosquito that the Gates Foundation is working to help.
Right.
By the way, I got what do you call it? Flamed by some Apple guy. I can see you, you know, that you texted 8 times in a row. He said, Bill Gates only helped Apple because he stole all his ideas from Apple.
Oh, it was a guilt-based move?
Well, there was another one. I saw the other one, too, who said there was some lawsuit about antitrust. But that wasn't really why they did it. Yeah, Eric.
Well, they wanted a platform for their product. But,
yeah,
but the antitrust or the providing competition.
This was 97, and the antitrust ruling was, I believe, 99, 98, something like that. But,
yeah, but the monopoly concerns were front and center at that
point. Yeah, it's stupid. I think monopolies are fantastic. They should be allowed to run free.
Okay.
By the way, the only time I ever take a stand against Walmart, and people heckle me for that.
Can you believe it?
Some small business owner said, Bob, you don't know anything you're talking about credit cards because the contract is so convoluted that I, as a small business owner, cannot figure out what they're exactly charging me. Of course. Then I'm on your side. But what I said is Walmart, of all companies, should be able to read a contract and hire lawyers to read a contract. And why would they sue Visa? Visa gouged them? Too bad. My opinion. Don't know anything.
Walmart wants to make the most money.
But business is about negotiating to try and do well for your business.
Yes.
And if you want to use someone else's services, then use the services. Now, the government should regulate and make it simpler. They have tried to make these contracts simpler, but the government does a piss poor job. Don't get me started on that. There should be credit card contracts should be required to be 2 pages long, and I'm generous with 2, and should be required to be understood by a third grader. All right. That's fractions. Maybe 6th grade?
Yeah, I think 6 would be fine. Nobody under 6th grade is going to get a credit card. But what annoys me, too, is they will send you revisions to your agreement with them in very small letters.
Super small.
Yeah, and say this is...
But only a mosquito can read.
Right, right.
The most dangerous animal on Earth.
And nobody reads. Nobody reads that.
I throw those right in the recycling bin.
Yeah, nobody reads that.
Nobody reads it. And that's what I said. I said nobody reads it.
Yeah, I quickly look to make sure there's not a fee, and then I throw it away. Yeah.
Well, and if you're smart enough to do that, shouldn't Walmart be smart enough to do that? And if they're too dumb to figure out they're getting hosed till they're like $360 billion in debt... Or whatever.
All right. So another random riddle for you. Who was the first man to take a whiz on the moon? Believe it or not, this is known.
Well, let's see.
First man to walk on the moon was who?
Armstrong.
Neil Armstrong?
Louis Armstrong.
Louis Armstrong.
Hello. I got a pee.
Who is the first man to take a whiz on the moon? Eric thinks he knows.
Oh, I just want a clarification. While he's wearing his suit, I would assume inside the suit?
Yeah, well, of course.
Duh.
No, we're all skinny. And
you know what? It's required that all of our riddles be understood by a 6th grader. That memo came down yesterday. It was a 2-page memo.
Right.
Well, the temptation would be great to go on the moon. I don't think you would dare, you know, because you don't know what's out there in that atmosphere.
No, because you can't whip it out on the moon, Joe.
Yeah. Naked party.
Make it a 50-year-old.
Right.
They have to be understood by a 50-year-old.
Splats McKenzie, memorial plaque on the moon. Well,
who took the first whiz on the moon? Come on, you know this because we've interviewed the guy, and he's the guy who would tell you.
Well, the only guy that would even think about it is probably Buzz Aldrin.
It's Buzz Aldrin, ladies and gentlemen.
Took the first
whiz on the moon.
Yeah. Whatever.
This brought to you by Bellevue Rare Coins.
He had to go, and he was out on the moon, and he, of course, went in the special Tang container that They strapped to him, I guess.
Is this just coming out now because he's having old man inappropriateness and just yelling things
out? Oh, no,
out?
He's had old man inappropriateness ever since the moon.
Yeah.
We've interviewed him a bunch of times, and he's like, he's sort of like a codger that you meet who's not
told me I couldn't bring home any rocks. What kind of crap is that? I parked the damn thing, and I can't bring a single rock home. Whatever.
Okay. These are fun.
Buzz Aldrin is kind of the Peter Criss of the astronauts. he's a little bitter when you talk to him.
If the astronauts get inducted into the Astronaut Hall of Fame.
Yeah. The alarm song, I won't perform with Buzz. Does not fit to wear the suit.
Okay. Here's an amazing fact. When animals hibernate, how deep do they sleep? The answer for some animals, very, very deep. You know how like you, some people sleep and you try to wake them up and you can't believe how dead to the world are. You shake them, you bang on them, and they're still out and dead to the world. Which animal is like that when it hibernates?
I'm guessing most animals, because if you're going to shut your body down for not needing any food
for
or
that
nourishment,
long,
you got to shut your body down to a crawl.
You don't think bears are light sleepers?
I think, yeah, they sleep like bears. I guess.
Bears do hibernate deeply, but it is squirrels who are known to be so asleep that you could grab some squirrels out of hibernation and juggle them without waking them up.
Thank you, Carrot Top.
Peter really? Reminds you that you shouldn't juggle squirrels without their consent. But that's a random fact.
I didn't even know squirrels hibernated because they come around in my, you know, my deck really? Looking for food all winter long. I guess in other parts of the where
true
it's
north,
really,
yeah.
really cold. Yeah.
Who's the most famous family in hockey? You could say greatest player would be what? Wayne Gretzky. Who's the most famous family in hockey?
The Orr family, I would think. Wasn't it Bobby Orr or Hulls? Yeah.
It could be the Sutter family. From Viking, Alberta. Do you know about their story?
The triplets from Slapstick? Yeah.
Six Sutter children were NHL players.
Wow.
Six of their kids. They had seven kids. Six of them were National Hockey League players in the 70s and 80s. You would say, oh, well, the poor seventh kid. Too bad it didn't work out for him.
Uh-huh.
Their seventh kid won a $10 million Canadian lottery. Happy parents, right? You can brag about, if you have seven kids, I figure the odds, if you have seven kids, there's going to be one you can't really brag about.
You're one of how many kids?
I'm one of eight.
One of eight.
Okay, so?
You started it.
The Sutter family.
Come on.
Oh, well, you know what? I was brought up that I could brag about my whole family. You know that. Right. Obviously, I don't have any problem bragging. I love every one of my brothers and sisters. But if I wanted to be the type who would put one of them down, sure I could. But I just wouldn't do it.
Okay, what number does it have to get to before you got a bad egg?
It's different in every family. I mean, some families get lucky on the first try.
Right, I'm with her. I think as long as when you get three kids, one of them's
a loser
below the cut.
See, I like I said, I'm not raised that way. I couldn't think that way. It would be wrong for me to think that way.
You're sweet,
but if I tried hard,
I can imagine.
But you're the guy who said it.
No, I'm the guy who said the odds are probably good.
Right.
That other people would think that way.
Uh-huh.
I love you, man.
The Sutter family from Viking, Alberta, all seven, did an amazing thing. Six NHL players and one $10 million lottery winner.
Okay, it was the Hanson triplets from Slapstick. They weren't the Sutter triplets.
How, I wonder in our audience, who thinks they have the most kids with bragging rights?
High accomplishing kids.
Yeah. Like even with my two, I'll be honest with you. I brag about Keith because he's done big national commercials. I brag about Andrew when he's opened for Billy Gardell and Stephen Wright and Christopher Titus. And yet I look at both of them as, you know, Andrew's 5 years into a 10-year plan to get good at something. He's not as good as he'll be in 10 years, and even he knows that. And Keith is, while very, very successful in a business sense, he's one of the most open-minded people to learning every day. So I'm bragging about both of my kids.
Your kids have turned out great.
Considering, like the nutcase for their dad.
It skips a generation.
I mean, they're really talented and good values kids.
Right.
You've done well.
So I could brag about both of them. Who in the audience feels they have the most kids they could brag about?
Oh, this is going to be an annoying contest.
Well, I'm not going to let anybody on. No. It's got to be NHL or $10 million lottery or open for Billy Gardell.
Can't just be so-and-so.
Or run your own multimillion-dollar corporation. It's got to be something good.
Joshua brushes the dog. You want to hear about that?
I mean, Eric, don't let everybody on.
Are you saying you need more than one high-functioning kid?
Well, let's just give the – let's not make it about the number of kids. Biggest bragging parents in our audience. Biggest accomplishment of your kids.
I mean, if Bill Gates Sr. calls and says, well, my son.
I'd let him on.
Okay.
And, he'd probably have a pretty good shot at it.
But his brother, Scooter Gates, what a bag of dirt that is. Yeah. We will not hold down a job.
In other words.
I bought him a 7-Eleven. He won't even go.
Who's listening who could brag the most about their child or children? Parent with the most bragging booty wins. Call us at 877-901-0957. And we're going to be competitive on this. The kid has to be amazing.
And bonus points for multiple kids.
Yeah. Well, if you got two, let's say you have, it started with the Sutter family. Let's say you have two Seahawks, which nobody does. There's no brothers.
Well,
other brothers?
If there's a true font listening, they've got a couple players in the NFL.
Two players in the NFL? Yeah. Okay, they don't even have to be Seahawks.
How about the Tuiasosopo family? They've put athletes
Mr.
everywhere.
And Mrs. Tuiasosopo or True Font.
Mr. and Mrs. Jonas. You got a bunch of brothers in that band.
The Jonas brothers,
yeah.
I call them.
Yeah, the Heward parents are pretty proud.
They're nobody's calling, by the way, because we got a bunch of loser kids in the audience. So I think I made it sound like it was going to be too hard. 877-901-0957. Who's got the most braggable kid in the audience? Yeah.
Sorry, texters are mocking.
They mock me.
No, they're not mocking
me. They're not mocking me? Who are they
they're
mocking?
Saying things I can't say.
Oh.
But they're
about the Redskins or the Colbert Foundation?
Fake bragging about their kids, not really doing things that are filthy. Funny. Why don't you just look and then
you not say them. Please.
All right. One person mocks the idea that winning the lotto is an accomplishment. I didn't say accomplishment. I said brag. I would brag if I won the lotto. Who wouldn't?
This texter says, I have three kids. They're all near 30 years old. I love them to death, but they're all losers.
That's perfect. 877. Apparently plenty of open lines because not many great kids out there.
Texter says, can we call this segment the watch the people with no children puking in their mouths as they drive?
Yes, that's fine. 877-901-095. You people with no children, you're a bunch of losers.
Thank you.
What?
I'm sorry. I used to say this to Eric, and he's my best friend, but if you're not bringing something to the future of the world, why are you here?
What?
Just to take for yourself?
I'm here to protect those people in the future have something to live on.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
People are allowed to live and not decide to have families. What about people who know they would be terrible parents?
Doing us all a favor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Move far away, too.
Yes, of course. Middle of the country where you belong.
Actually, I don't mind the childless kids, the childless couples, because they're paying taxes for my kids to go to school, and they're not wasting space in the classroom for what would have been their dumb kids anyway.
Yeah.
How's that?
That's good.
Did I redeem myself?
Lovely.
Yes.
Put that in a Hallmark card.
The pet owners want to call in. Can we accept the pet owners?
Okay. No. Your pet is not
unless
kid.
Your pet is the star. Unless your pet was Morris the cat.
Or Charlie the Tuna.
Or Charlie the Tuna.
Lassie 5.
All right. Now we have parents. Lazy parents. Tom in Seattle. Hello.
Are you talking to Tom?
Yeah, Tom, how are you?
Hey, my son's on his way down there to sing for you.
Oh, cool. Is he singing Radar Love?
He's going to sing Radar Love, yep. How excited are you, Josh?
Yay! All right, we let Tom through to self-promote ourselves. The Radar Lovin' is happening in an hour and 20 minutes or so. Who's this in Granite Falls? Is this Ed? Ed?
Yes.
All right, so far you're going to probably be the most braggable parent out there, so go ahead.
Yeah, I have a daughter that served in Afghanistan, and she's a wounded warrior.
Gotta go with that and love that. Thank you for that opening, incredible kid to be proud of.
I am extremely proud.
You have any other sons or daughters?
I have a teenage daughter that's holding a 3.75 grade point average, and all of her teachers are fixing to write her letters of recommendation for going to college.
Proud, proud dad.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. Cannot say anything but how wonderful that must be.
You're raising them right. This guy says, my son actually beat Michael Jordan in a game of 101, one-on-one.
Wow.
And climbed Mount Everest and won a Grammy. All by age 11.
You can't really believe the texters, can you? It's like a Walmart Visa agreement. Watching these things, you have to read it carefully. Hello, Dave in Federal Way.
Yeah, I got two great daughters. I can't brag enough about both of them, but one of the daughters used to go to Federal Way High School, and she was born with one arm. She was the captain of the softball team, and she started every game.
Wow.
She's now starting a startup company in Tennessee. It's called Women of Hope International, and she goes back and forth to Africa to help women in Africa all the time.
You do know that I'm about to cry and that you're removing my entire shallow premise from this whole phone call.
Really, people? Call.
That is such a beautiful thing. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, sir.
All right. I thought American Idol parents would call.
People who's they won the Miss Junior Puyallup beauty pageant a couple times.
My sister was on Wife Swap, you know, stuff like that.
My daughter won a bratwurst eating contest.
Yeah, that's sort of beautiful stuff. All right, we have a great audience.
Texter says my cat can eat a whole watermelon.
And another one says my cat was on Evening Magazine. I bet your kid hasn't been on Evening Magazine.
Texter says my 20-year-old.
Actually, both of your kids.
I'm sorry.
My 20-year-old man-child stepson has almost learned not to urinate on the toilet seat.
Very good.
Yes.
Little bragging things. Eric's screening them very carefully right now. We'll see what we come up with.
My son runs his cell block at the state pen. He's a proud parent.
And like I said, I can be proud of everybody. Yeah. All of us do something amazing.
And everyone who's texting in, he didn't mean that people who don't have kids are useless. You know that, right? Say you didn't mean that because you're upsetting people.
Oh, really upsetting people?
Yes.
I wonder why they're feeling so bad.
Because some people can't have kids some and people, wanted yeah. to. Some yeah. people...
If donate you, to the Bob Rivers Dusty Uterine Children Free Sub Campaign.
Yeah, if you got a healthy...
Set of innards.
And you don't have kids, personally, I feel it's a little selfish.
I think the
and if me thinking, by the way, so what? I'm selfish in my own other ways. But if it bothers you a lot, that's about you.
Do you know?
Oh
that,
my! All right, I thought that you were going to admit that you were joking.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nope,
wasn't joking.
Yes.
I was
yes.
Trying
yes.
to help you.
Come
you
on, people, give Bob a break. He's the same guy that also says that women should not work.
That's right.
Well, he's right about that.
if you work in the workplace and you're a woman, it's harder to keep a perfectly clean house. Come on.
or have the kind of children you can brag about.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, that's
not
true.
In today's day and age. All right, I was joking.
That's true. Good. See, I knew it.
I like the debate, you know. Kathleen in Centralia, hello.
Hi there.
Yes.
My son has played in MLB for the last 12 years.
In his MLB a band, or is that Major League Baseball?
Major League Baseball.
Wow. What teams?
He played for Diamondbacks, Brewers. He played last year for the New York Yankees.
Good wow. teams. Wow. So you're never going to get to see him living here in Seattle.
Yes, I do.
So your son hasn't been able to keep a job for 10 years, what you're telling me, right?
All right. So would you like him to be a Mariner, Kathleen?
No.
Oh, man. Ow.
Ow, ow, ow. Oh.
What's his name, do you want to say?
His name is Lyle Overbay.
Lyle Overbay, yeah. He's
son of a gun.
He's a big-time major leaguer. Congratulations.
Yes, he is. And my grandson plays for the NFL. He plays for the Baltimore Ravens.
You're doing well. Congratulations. Do they send you lots of bling?
They do.
T-shirts, official merchandise, jerseys?
Well, yeah, they, yes. I get lots of that.
When you see these guys get drafted really highly, and Lyle has been a high-performing player for a long time, they always say they're going to buy their mama a house.
Did he buy you a house?
No, I prefer other things.
I'm not sure exactly what he's giving her. She wasn't excited about the T-shirts.
I don't know what that is about the house thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right. Would you be a proud sponsor of Campbell's Soup someday if that opportunity should arise?
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Thank you, Kathleen. That was pretty cool.
Brewers just announced that Lyle will be their opening day starter at first base.
Whoa.
Congratulations,
Kathleen,
Lyle.
Kathleen, yeah. Congrats.
Yes, he just signed with the Brewers. So yeah. I just got back from spring training.
Look at you. Thank you very much.
Speaking of baseball, and not to overshadow the fact that we were just talking to Lyle's mom, but Miguel Cabrera, anybody?
Miguel
yeah. Cabrera.
Miguel.
And the Detroit Tigers just made baseball history. 8-year, $248 million contract extension.
Oh, Miguel's mama's getting a house.
Yeah. She should be getting 5 houses.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
This report is brought to you by Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, we're dealing with some slow traffic right now. Southbound I-5 as you make your way through the Linwood area all the way down into Shoreline. Everett to Seattle, taking you 1 hour right now. Northbound I-5 through Federal Way and the South Center Hill, really slow drive. And then things are also congested from the middle of Boeing Field to the Convention Center. Northbound 405 through the S-curves, pretty slow as well. We've been relatively incident-free this morning, but seeing heavy brake lights, especially right now, westbound I-90 as you approach 405 and head out to Mercer Island.
If you've got seasonal allergies, swing by Walgreens for help with feeling better. They're just around the corner with all the allergy solutions you need. Because when you feel bad, every second counts. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
To those who use the iHeartRadio app or listen online at iHeartRadio.com, we'd like to say thank you.
And for those who haven't tried it yet, here's your invitation.
Text the letters IHR to 45495.
Standard message and data rates apply.
We think you'll enjoy listening to thousands of stations across the country or creating your own personal music stations with 18 million songs from over 450,000 artists.
And it's all free.
Text IHR to 45495 to download the app and enjoy the iHeartRadio experience for yourself.
Buying a new vehicle and getting a great price is one thing. But getting great service after the sale, that's what keeps you coming back to Toyota of Puyallup. For years, for generations, they've been there for 40-plus years. My wife and I have been going half that time. How many of you have taken delivery of a new car, you get home and you don't know how to like set up your Bluetooth, program the clock, little things? We had a thing happen with our hybrid, and I was like, where's the battery? Because it was in like a place I'd never had. I charge it up, and I had people on the phone helping you step by step. Doesn't matter who you are, Toyota Puyallup. They even come out to your house if need be. Toyota Puyallup right now has their number one for everyone sales event going on. The Toyota Tundra, 1.9% APR, 60 months. You could also get $1,000 cash back. The Prius, 0% financing, $300 Visa gift card. Go to Toyota Puyallup for all the details and work with a dealership you'll want to work with for your whole life. Offers on approval of credit through TFS. They expire March 31st.
Porcello, Porcello, Porcello Jewelers.
Hey, happy Friday. I'm meteorologist MJ McDermott from the Q13 Fox Weather Center. Well, rain today through the weekend with highs in the mid-50s. Chance of thunderstorms this afternoon and tomorrow. And tomorrow's going to be kind of breezy, too. So try to have a good weekend.
This report is brought to you by the merchants at SeaTac Airport. Butter London, Massage Bar, The Body Shop, Live Music. Spring travel adventure start at SeaTac Airport. Pamper your way to your next flight. Relax. Enjoy live music while you dine and shop. Earn miles, too. Visit SeaTacShops.com and enjoy your trip.
Hey, you love great deals, don't you? Then don't miss Car Toys' 27th Birthday Bash. Through Monday, get amazing deals on famous brands. Car stereos, speakers, video, amps, alarm systems, wireless phones. During the final days of Birthday Bash, save $260 on a fantastic Alpine receiver. With DVD navigation, plus we'll give you free installation and a free backup camera. Through Monday, all remote starters are on sale. From $169 install. Save up to 50% with closeout prices on headphones. And if you're overdue for a new phone, all Verizon and AT&T customers get $100 off every Samsung Galaxy phone. Pick up a Galaxy S4 for just $49. You heard right. The S4 is just $49 at Car Toys. And the Note 3 is only $199. Plus, new AT&T and Verizon customers get an additional $100 savings with bill credit. Don't miss store-wide savings. But hurry. Birthday Bash ends Monday at...
Car Toys. A better way to go.
Stop in for Customer Appreciation Week at your neighborhood Fred Meyer, going on now. We're celebrating our loyal customers with double the rewards points on every purchase, plus incredible thank you deals all week long. You'll find more of what you need in one easy stop and save big on tons of items throughout the store. So what will you find at Fred Meyer? 2-pound containers of fresh strawberries are a great price.